Hey, everybody, welcome back to the MedCurity Podcast, where it is our job to help you increase your organization's HIPAA compliance and cybersecurity. Today, we have with us Margaret LeDuc, a HIPAA risk assessment specialist here on the team at MedCurity, and she's going to be discussing the pros and cons of cloud-based and or in-house backup systems. This is particularly interesting and should be interesting to healthcare professionals because backup solutions ensure the security, privacy, and regulatory compliance of this patient data. And we will learn the pros and cons of either. And it's a decision that every healthcare leader has to make for their organization. And effective backup systems are crucial for disaster recovery, continuous patient care, and compliance in general. So without further ado, we'll introduce Margaret LeDuc.
So my name is Margaret LeDuc. I am the HIPAA Risk Assessment Specialist here at MedCurity. Today we'll be discussing the advantages and disadvantages of cloud-based and in-house backup systems. When choosing an appropriate backup solution for any organization, companies are faced with a pivotal decision: cloud-based or in-house or on-premises backup systems. Within the realm of enterprise backup solutions, cloud-based options can sometimes come with a heftier price tag compared to their in-house counterparts. However, for certain businesses, the benefits of harnessing cloud technology can outweigh the associated costs. If the business relies on uninterrupted uptime, swift data recovery, or boasts a mobile workforce, investing in a cloud-based solution with guaranteed uptime and productivity enhancements could be a strategic choice. Notably, cloud infrastructure adoption is rising among small businesses, with 40% opting for cloud-based backup solutions. Conversely, companies that do not depend as heavily on constant uptime or have a less mobile workforce may find that in-house backup solutions align better with their specific needs. Let's discuss the advantages and disadvantages of cloud-based and in-house backup systems. First, we'll talk about the concept of cloud backup. Cloud backup, often called cloud data backup, is the state-of-the-art data protection solution, harnessing the power of cloud computing technology. It offers a secure repository for crucial data stored on remote servers accessible through the internet. This innovative approach eliminates the need for on-site hardware, empowering businesses to adopt a flexible and cost-effective subscription model for their data storage requirements. One of the most compelling aspects of cloud backup is its effortless management. It automates the data backup process, ensuring frequent and scheduled backups occur. This guarantees that valuable information remains shielded from potential disasters or data loss incidents. With cloud backup, the data gains resilience, becomes easily accessible, and significantly reduces its vulnerability compared to traditional on-site backup solutions. Now we'll dive deeper into the advantages and disadvantages of embracing cloud backup. First, the upsides and downsides of utilizing cloud backup. The upsides include, number one, eliminating the necessity for on-site hardware or upfront capital expenses. Cloud backup emerges as a desirable option for smaller companies facing rapid data growth. It offers the flexibility to adapt seamlessly to evolving storage requirements without the burden of investing in physical infrastructure. Number two, one of the most compelling features of cloud backup is its accessibility. Regardless of location, users can initiate backup and restore processes from any device, whether computer, tablet, or smartphone. This remote accessibility enhances convenience and empowers businesses to manage the data protection strategies from virtually anywhere. Number three, cloud backup solutions exhibit scalability. Organizations can augment their storage capacity on demand, ensuring they only pay for the storage they use. This scalability aligns perfectly with fluctuating data needs, providing a cost-effective model that suits a variety of budgetary constraints. Number four, the frequency of data backups in the cloud is highly customizable, with intervals as short as 15 minutes being feasible. This rapid backup frequency is pivotal in minimizing data losses during disasters or unforeseen disruptions. Additionally, for smaller data sets, the recovery process becomes notably swifter, enhancing overall data resilience and minimizing downtime in critical scenarios. Now we'll talk about the downsides. Number one, the cost considerations of data recovery can tip the scales unfavorably for companies that don't heavily rely on uninterrupted uptime and instant recovery. For such organizations, the expenses associated with rapid data recovery retrieval might outweigh the benefits, making alternative solutions more cost-effective. Number two, another pertinent factor is the data storage limitations within the cloud. Storage availability and cost constraints can restrict the volume of data an organization can comfortably store in the cloud. This limitation necessitates careful planning and management of data storage strategies. Number three, the reliance on the internet for cloud-based data access introduces a potential vulnerability. Should your internet connection falter, whether on your end or this underscores the importance of robust internet connectivity and any stored information. Number four, in situations requiring full data recovery, it's worth noting that the process can be time-consuming and could have a significant impact on your systems. Now we're going to discuss server backup. Server backup involves using on-premises servers to safeguard critical business data, storing it right at your physical location. This approach offers the distinct advantage of allowing you to maintain direct, hands-on access to your servers wherever you are at your business. This level of accessibility can be precious as it empowers you to quickly respond to any data-related needs or issues that may arise. However, it's essential to be aware that this proximity to your servers also has a potential downside. Being in close proximity means that your data is at higher risk of being compromised due to physical damage, such as fire, flooding, hardware failure, or a power outage. These risks underscore the importance of implementing robust security measures and disaster recovery plans to protect your data effectively. Regarding server backups, another crucial consideration is the need for an on-site team dedicated to monitoring and maintaining the health of your servers. This team plays a pivotal role in ensuring the integrity of your data backups. While this approach provides you a significant degree of control over the backup process, it also demands additional resources in terms of personnel and infrastructure. We're now going to discuss the upsides and downsides of utilizing in-house backups. Upsides. Number one, in-house server backup ensures that your critical data remains securely within your organization. This approach eliminates potential third-party access to sensitive information, enhancing data privacy and security. Number two, with in-house server backup, you retain physical control over your data backups. This means that you have direct access to your backup infrastructure and can swiftly address any issues or data retrieval needs that may arise. Number three, unlike cloud-based solutions, in-house backups do not rely on an internet connection for accessing your data. This autonomy from online connectivity ensures you can retrieve and restore data even when the internet is unavailable. Number four, in-house server backup can be more of a cost-effective option, especially for small to mid-sized companies. It eliminates the need for ongoing subscription fees associated with cloud-based services and allows you to manage your backup infrastructure according to the organization's budget and requirements. The downsides include, number one, implementing an in-house server backup solution entails a significant initial capital investment in hardware and infrastructure. This includes servers, storage devices, and backup equipment, which can represent a substantial upfront cost for your business. Number two, you'll need dedicated space within your office to house the server rack or set up a server room or closet. Additionally, maintaining and troubleshooting your in-house backup system will require a dedicated IT support team or personnel with expertise in managing such infrastructure. Number three, in-site house server backups may be more susceptible to data loss during disasters because of their on-site location. The frequency with which you take your backup data off-site will directly impact the amount of data at risk in an emergency. Number four, unlike some external backup services, in-house solutions typically do not come with uptime or recovery time guarantees. This means that in the event of system failures or data loss, the responsibility for restoring operations and data recovery falls squarely on the organization's shoulders. In conclusion, choosing between cloud-based and in-house on-premises backup solutions for your organization is a critical decision. Cloud-based solutions offer flexibility, accessibility, and scalability, but may be costly for data recovery and reliant on the internet. In-house server backups provide control and security, but requires upfront investment and dedicated resources. The overall choice should align with the organization's needs, considering data volume, mobility, and budget. Regardless of cloud-based or in-house backups, robust backup and disaster recovery plans are essential for safeguarding critical data and maintaining business continuity. I'd like to add a final thought from our CEO and co-founder, Joe Galatly. I quote, on the cloud topic, in our world, the cloud environments are much better secured than our clients' on-premises environments. The vendors have security teams and tools that our clients don't. But in some of the more mature slash large clients, this may not always be the case. This kind of information gives us good questions to have our clients ask their cloud vendors, end quote. I hope everyone found this podcast useful and educational. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for joining us again today on the MedCurity Podcast. Join us next week for our next webinar. We'll see you there.